This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Sam Painter into the jump circle for Litchfield. It'll be Max Schwab for Mount Olive. Litchfield in the road purples, Mount Olive in the home whites here tonight. And we are set to go. Ball in the air. Painter wins the tip, and Litchfield will get it first. Into the front court comes Beckham. Off to McGill. Quick trigger three halfway down and out. And the rebound down to Mount Olive. Tapped around by Naker. Eventually tips it to Schwab. Here comes Mount Olive. Kozowski into the right corner. Onto the right wing with Schwab. He will leave it top of the key now for Markovic. Into the hands of Kozowski. Top of the key. Tipped and turned over. And Litchfield has the basketball. Sam Painter. What an athlete he is. Oh, crossover, blows by his defender, floats it up. Oh, rattled out. That was halfway down. Painter gets his own rebound, jarred loose, and it'll be Washburn picking it up for Litchfield. Panthers maintain. Here's McGill. Dribble drive, left baseline, kicks it out to Washburn on the left elbow. He will leave it into the hands of Billy Beckham. Sam Painter now sets the offense left side of the key. Sam with the left-hand bounce, one dribble pull-up, 18-footer, left it short, and the rebound down to Naker. Off to Kozowski. He will bring it into the front court. Litchfield in a zone piece to start, it looks like, as Kozowski has it in the left corner. Bounce pass on the left baseline to Naker. Finds a slasher, and for DeVries, he puts it up and in. And Mount Olive on the board first, thanks to Zach DeVries. 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Brady Bishop cut off the left baseline. Kicks it out to McGill. Set the bounce pass off to Beckham. Billy Beckham down low to Washburn off the window. It's good for Ethan Washburn. And Litchfield ties it up at 2. 6:15 for the opening quarter. On the right baseline with Schwab. Down to Naker. His entry pass is tipped. Almost stolen. Picked up by Markovic. Trent Markovic dribbles between the circles. He will leave it in the corner for Max Schwab. High post feed to Naker. He will float it up right hand off the heel, too strong. Rebound tapped around. Schwab had it, lost it, and picked up by Brady Bishop. In a hurry the other way. Nice bounce pass to Washburn. The layup is good. Ethan Washburn, all 4 Litchfield points. A beautiful find that time with the fast break from Brady Bishop. Here comes Kozowski. Cut off the right baseline. He will kick it out to Schwab. Schwab, top of the key now, leaves it for Markovic. Back into the hands of Kozowski. Skip pass across the floor. Markovic wearing the white headband as the freshman. High post feed to Naker. Off to Kozowski. Triggers a three. Got it. Quentin Kozowski buries the three ball. And Mount Olive out in front 5-4. 5:15 for the opening quarter. Sam Painter. Hesitation bounce. Gets by his defender. Nice slip pass to Washburn. Missed the layup. Contested in there by Naker. And Mount Olive will bring it out. Into the hands of Kozowski. Quentin Kozowski. Into the front court. Leaves it for Markovic. Back to Kozowski. Triggers the three. Left it short. Got the hometown bounce. Did Quentin Kozowski. Back-to-back triples. And an 8-4 lead for Mount Olive. That soft touch of Kozowski. Got the kind roll. High post feed to Washburn. He will turn, face, leaves for Bishop. Brady Bishop now right back to Washburn on the left block. Kicks to Painter. Sam in that triple threat position on the left wing. Checked by Kozowski. Blows by, floats it up and in. Nice, strong move from Sam Painter. The defensive rotation from DeVries was there, but Painter just went up and over. 8-6, Mount Olive, 4:20 for the opening quarter. In the corner it goes. Kozowski, 3 in a row. You betcha. Quentin on fire to start. 3 triples in the quarter. It's 11-6 Wildcats. Halfway through the opening 8 minutes of play. On the right wing with Beckham. Into the hands of Painter now, right side of the key. He will bring it between the circles, between his legs now to the foul line. Cut off by Kozowski. Leaves it for Seth McGill. McGill probing on that right wing. Gets to the foul line. Bounce pass out to Beckham. Billy, nice slip pass. Bounce pass to Washburn. It's good. Off the left side for Ethan. He has 6 of Litchfield's 8. 3:40 for the first quarter. Markovic will bring it into the front court. And Mount Olive throws it away as Markovic left for Naker. Then Naker tried to give it right back to him. The pass had too much steam on it. 3:34 for the first quarter. 11-8, Mount Olive leading. Quentin Kozowski hot to start. He has 9 of the 11. Three triples. Here comes Sam Painter on the left wing. Painter up top to Beckham. Billy wants the three ball. Left it short. Offensive rebound, though, to Washburn. Out to McGill. He'll try the three. That's strong. And the rebound is tipped around, and it's going to be off of a Litchfield foot out of bounds. It'll belong to Mount Olive. Mount Olive coach Cody Best telling me before the ball game that they got the size, but they did not rebound well at all. Over at the Mulberry Grove tournament, they're competing much better on the glass here in the opening 5 minutes. On the right wing with Kozowski, nice little ball fake. Got his defender in the air to Markovic. Off to Naker, nice high-low action, but the pass is tipped, goes right into the hands of Adam Knowles, who's checked in. Kozowski misses this three ball, and the offensive rebound, no. Naker, yes. Two offensive tries, and Naker puts it home. 13-8 Mount Olive. Long pass ahead to Washburn, and he's called for steps. He was all alone out there on the left wing. He was not guarded as he anticipated, and that forced the shuffling of the feet and the traveling violation. 2:47 for the first quarter. A 5-point lead for Mount Olive. Litchfield falls back into their half-court zone as Markovic, the 5'11 freshman, brings it into the front court with a right-hand bounce. Off to Kozowski, right back to Markovic now. One of the high post feed to Schwab. It wasn't there. Leaves it for Adam Knowles, the 5'11 sophomore. Knowles, couple of bounces, leaves for Kozowski. Kozowski now right back to Knowles on the left wing. Quinton comes and gets it on the left side of the floor. Spins, reverses, tripped up, no whistle. Gets it down to DeVries, off the window, and it is missed. The bunny by Schwab. And Litchfield brings it across the timeline. Painter pulls up for three, left it short. Rebound coming right my way. And Sam comes crashing into the table. And everybody's all right. 2:04 for the opening quarter. So we got a nice courtside seat here at Mount Olive, and sometimes that can be dangerous. You get athletes flying at you, and you're just at their mercy. Hopefully Sam's okay. He should be. Good hustle, though, on the play. 2 minutes for the first quarter. And Mount Olive turns it over, tried to force it into the post off that right block, and it was tipped. Now we have a whistle on the play and a substitution to the table for Mount Olive as Ricky Naker going to return. And Zach DeVries will get a breather. Minute 52 for the first quarter. It'll be a baseline trigger. In the corner it goes to Max Schwab. He gets it off to DeVries. Check that to Kozowski. Down to Naker, spinning, soft touch, and it goes down for Ricky Naker. Oh, that was a nice spin move, and then the soft touch. 15-8 Mount Olive, a good start for the Cats. 95 seconds for the opening quarter. Painter dribble drive, and he'll have free throws coming. With the explosiveness of Sam Painter, good luck staying in front of him. He had a big tournament down there at Metro East as Litchfield came in third. What a start for the Panthers on the season. Foul went to Naker, his first. The free throw for Painter, too strong. 93 seconds for the opening quarter. Painter's second free throw, good. Sam gets one out of two. He has three for the ball game. 15-9, Mount Olive leads with possession. Here's Kozowski. Crosses over. McGill does a nice job to stay in front. Leaves for Knowles, up top to Markovic. Here's Kozowski now on the right wing. Back to Markovic. That dangerous pass, Knowles somehow corralled it around Beckham. Now the ball is bounced off of Beckham's leg. He can't save it, and it'll stay with Mount Olive. Good action early here, and Cody Best wants a timeout. A minute 16 for the opening quarter. Mount Olive leads 15-9, back to Mount Olive High School in 40 seconds. Mount Olive has the ball after the timeout, and into the front court with Markovic. Trent, the 5'11 freshman, off to Knowles, the sophomore. Up top to Kozowski, high post feed to Naker. He will turn face, tries to dump it down to Schwab. He'll advise, good defense by Litchfield. Run out for Brady Bishop. The left-hand layup is good on the fly for Bishop. Lead down to four for Mount Olive. 50 seconds for the opening quarter. Cats have turned it over four times. High post to Naker. Nice little ball fake, turns, faces a little strong. Rebound back tapped, picked up by Washburn. He brings it out in a hurry. Now he will slow it up as he crosses midcourt. Off to Painter. Lead pass to Beckham a little too far, but Billy corrals it. Off to Washburn off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Markovic for Mount Olive. Half a minute for the opening quarter. A 4-point lead for the Cats. He will hold for the final shot into the hands of Kozlowski out near midcourt as Litchfield extends that 2-3 zone is what it appears. 13 seconds for the quarter. Kozlowski spins, crosses over, nowhere to go. Off to Markazich, right back to Kozlowski, way out on the left wing. Behind the back, Markazich for three, rattled it home. Off the behind the back feed from Kozlowski. Markazich drills it. Bishop's half court heave, not in time. And after 8 minutes, the Mount Olive Wildcats lead the Litchfield Purple Panthers 18-11. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. What a start for Mount Olive. Four threes in the quarter. They lead Litchfield by seven. Panthers get it to start. Painter dribble drive, kicks to Beckham, and he knocks down the left pocket three. First three ball of the night for Litchfield. Gets it back to a four-point game. That play at the end of the first quarter was pretty. Kozlowski drew a crowd on the left wing behind the back pass to Markazich, who drilled the three as time ran out in the opening quarter. Schwab in trouble in the left corner. He goes tumbling into the bench, loses the ball, and it'll belong to Litchfield on Mount Olive's fifth turnover. When you have the rough start like Mount Olive had over in that Thanksgiving tournament at Mulberry Grove, you really like a first quarter like that. You come out, you shoot the ball well, you compete really well, and you lead by four right now. Here's Painter, dribble drive, kicks to Beckham. One dribble pull-up, yes, for Billy Beckham. He has 5 quick points here in the quarter, and the lead is down to 2 for Mount Olive. Litchfield did a nice job to kind of weather that initial surge in that opening quarter. On the block, right side to Naker. High, low down to Schwab. Oh, rejected and fouled by Sam Painter. To be the first on Painter. He really wound up to get that block. I think that's what got him. When you wind up like that, a lot of times the follow-through will come down and get wrist. That will send Max Schwab, the 6'4 senior, to the foul line. Free throw is short. First free throws of the night for Mount Olive. Substitution for the Cats. Tristan Strobeck, a 5'8 freshman in. Adam Knowles will take a seat. Fair number of underclassmen contributing to Mount Olive here in the early stages. That second free throw short as well, and the rebound down to Litchfield. They can tie with the two, take their first lead with a three. Here's Painter, dribble drive. Oh, nice bounce pass, but out of bounds is John Corso, who's just checked in. That might have been a little too unselfish that time for Painter. He blew by his defender, probably could have laid it in right at the rim, but was looking for his teammate. And Corso was on the baseline. The sideline's trimmed in a thick purple banner here. Is that baseline, Jay? No good. Offensive rebound to Naker, puts it up and in. 6 for Ricky Naker. Then they've got the yellow trim along the baselines. Mount Olive in purple lettering underneath. 20-16. Mount Olive leads. Litchfield has the ball. Here's Corso. Leaves it for Washburn. To Beckham. Nice wraparound pass to Washburn. Off the window. It's good. 8 early points for Washburn off the beautiful find from Billy Beckham. And Litchfield as a team doing a nice job penetrating and finding Washburn with nice wraparound bounce passes across the floor. That's hard to defend. Your rotations have to be on point. Here's a floater for Strobeck. It's good. Tristan Strobeck off the left baseline. Floats it up and in. 22-18, Mount Olive leading. Here's Painter. Nice little hesitation bounce. Dumps it down to Washburn. Draws a crowd. Kicks out to Bishop. 4-3. Just grazed the front iron. And the rebound down to Max Schwab. Long pass ahead to Markazich. Layup, no. Good late contest that time from Bishop. And the rebound pulled down by Washburn. Litchfield trails by 4 with the basketball into the front court with Sam Painter. Sam pulls up, 15-footer, around and out, no good. And the rebound down to Mount Olive and Kozlowski. Here comes Quinton to the top of the key, cutoff. Now he pulls it out. He'll leave it for Markazich, top of the key. Standing on that Wildcat logo right at midcourt. Here's Kozlowski on the baseline to Schwab, right back to Quinton. In the left corner, he is doubled. Gets it off to Naker, left elbow. Finds Schwab, middle of the lane, off to Kozlowski. Triggers the three ball, too strong. And the rebound down to Strobeck. Are they going to get him over the back? I think so. Our good buddy Rich Stewart with the call there. And they will get Strobeck on the personal. If you're ever having a down day, just find Stewie. And within moments of interacting with Stewie, you'll have a smile on your face. That's a guarantee. 5:05 for the first half. High post feed to Washburn. He will turn, face, hand off to Bishop. 4-3, too strong. Long rebound, though, right to Painter in the right corner. He didn't even have to move for that offensive rebound. Washburn, foul line, Jay, too strong. Rebound tapped back, picked up by Kozowski. Quinton, full head of steam the other way. Blocked by Painter, but they got him with the foul. Clean up top, but he got him with the body and sent Kozowski flying into the curtain on the far end of the floor. That'll be the second on Sam Painter. Good, strong take that time from Kozowski. He had a breakout junior season for Mount Olive. Two free throws for him. 9 points in the first quarter, all on threes. The free throw too strong. Mount Olive now 0-3 from the foul line. Bishop will sit. Jake Jurgena, 5'7 senior, will check into the action for the Purple Panthers. Second free throw for Quinton, a round and out, no good. And Mount Olive 0-4 from the charity stripe. Holding on to a 4-point lead, 4.5 minutes for the first half. Painter across the timeline, left wing. Man-to-man defense for Mount Olive. Left elbow feed to Washburn. Hands off to Corso. John wants the three. Got it. The lefty is pure. And John Corso has his first bucket of the night. And Litchfield pulls to within one, 22-21. Monal has been operating with the lead most of this half. Here's Kozowski for the answer. Yes. Quinton, his fourth triple of the ball game. He has a dozen points. 25-21. Mount Olive leading halfway through the second quarter. Here comes Painter. Nice little pull up, won't go down. Offensive rebound, Washburn, jarred loose, picked up off the floor by Mount Olive. Here come the Cats with Kozowski to the foul line. Leaves it for Naker. He wants the three ball. Yes, for Ricky Naker. He has 9.5. And Mount Olive shooting the lights out here in the first half. They lead 28-21. They've hit six triples. Left wing with Corso, a 7-point lead for Mount Olive. Here's Beckham, one dribble, thought about the pull-up. Instead, in the corner goes to Corso. He'll try for three, too strong. And the rebound down to Mount Olive and Zach DeFreeze. Here comes Kozowski. Off to Strobeck. Left wing now to Markovic. Way out on the left wing by that volleyball spike line. Naker will turn, fire and hit off the elbow, a 15-footer for Ricky Naker. And he gives a little stare down and a head nod as he backpedals into defense. Here's Painter, pulls up, yes. Sam Painter with the answer. He has 5. Foul line jump shot. 30-23 Mount Olive. 2:45 for the first half. High post to Naker. They've been running that set all night, and Naker threw it away looking for the high-low feed. Sixth Mount Olive turnover. Litchfield playing that zone. The Wildcats doing a good job of having Naker in that high post, getting the ball in the soft spot, and then he's making plays from there. Painter for three. Yes, pure Sam Painter. No one got a hand on his face, and he drilled it. 2.5 minutes for the first half, and Litchfield takes a timeout. It is Mount Olive 30, Litchfield 26. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Welcome back to Mount Olive. Tim Mize with you here on FM 106. Wildcats leading Litchfield 30-26. Fighting Illini and Notre Dame tonight. They're about midway through the second half. That game live right now on 105.3 of the Ox. Again, the high post to Naker. Kicks in the corner. Strobeck for three. No. A little bit short. And on the rebound, Markovic. Oh, throws it off of Painter out of bounds. It'll stay with Mount Olive. Heads up play from the freshman, Trent Markovic. We'll have more high schools basketball a week from tonight. It'll be Hillsboro at Lincolnwood live around 7:45 next Tuesday here on WSMI FM 106, always streaming at WSMIRadio.com with our high school sports. Naker's foul line jump shot short and the rebound down to Litchfield. Here's Painter into the front court. Hesitation. Attacks left down to Washburn. Tough angle. Missed it a little too far under the backboard. Rebound out to Mount Olive. Here comes Kozowski, forces the issue, and, oh, offensive on Quinton Kozowski. They're going to say he lowered his shoulder that time. It'll be the seventh turnover on Mount Olive. I believe the first on Kozowski. I don't have a good angle of the big board here at Mount Olive High School. 101 seconds for the first half. 30-26, Mount Olive leading. Litchfield trying to cut in. Painter leaves it for Beckham on the left wing. Billy Beckham dribbled out, left side of the key, leaves it now for John Corso. Staying on the left side of the floor, motions to Painter to come up and get the basketball. Sam will do so. Hesitation bounce, gets into the lane, dumps it down to Washburn and the foul. 10 for Washburn off the feed from Painter, and a chance for Ethan Washburn to get the lead down to 1. Man, when Sam Painter handles up front like that, he is so quick, so athletic, good handles, just hard to keep him in front, and he's a willing passer. So when he gets by that initial defender, he can pull up for 3, pull up for 15, can get all the way to the rim, and if he claps on him too much, commit too much to him, then he'll find open teammates. He's done a little bit of everything here in the first half. Washburn's free throw is good. Nice half for Ethan Washburn. He has 11, and the lead for Mount Olive down to 1, 30-29. 70 seconds for the first half. Right wing with Kozowski. Off to Markovic now. Out near midcourt. Back to Kozowski. Looks like Mount Olive might hold for the final shot. Long time to work off here. Naker, top of the key. Into the hands of Kozowski. Off to Markovic now. Jurgena comes out with the pressure. Naker in the corner. It goes to Strobeck. Nice ball fake. He'll pull up and rattle it home. Nice job. Tristan Strobeck with the ball fake. One dribble pull up. 32-29 Mount Olive. 35 seconds first half. That was good offense from Mount Olive. Very patient possession, and they wound up with a wide open shot. Painter threw a little couple shimmies and shakes. Kozowski didn't bite. 23 seconds for the half. Painter bouncing out near that volleyball spike line. In the corner it goes to Beckham. Top of the key to Seth McGill. Off to Jake Jurgena. Into the hands of Beckham. 12 seconds for the quarter. Billy dribble drive. Kicks to McGill. 4-3. Got it. Seth McGill buries the triple off the find from Beckham. We are tied at 32. 2 seconds for the half. Kozowski midcourt lets it fly. No. A nice response for Litchfield at the end of the half after Mount Olive led by as many as 8. After 2 quarters of basketball here at Mount Olive High School, it is the Wildcats 32, the Litchfield Purple Panthers 32. We'll come back with your halftime numbers following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Mount Olive High School, just about set for the start of the third quarter in a 32-32 ball game between the Wildcats and the Purple Panthers. And obviously Mount Olive, after going winless in the Mulberry Grove tournament, you never want to see that goose egg on the left side very long, and it's already been 4 games too long as far as Cody Best and Mount Olive is concerned. They came out on fire in the first quarter, led by 7 after the opening 8 minutes. They hit 4 triples in that first quarter. Litchfield answered back with 4 3-balls of their own in the second quarter to tie it up at 32. Litchfield, to start the second half, will have Seth McGill, Brady Bishop, Billy Beckham, Ethan Washburn, and Sam Painter. For Mount Olive, Quentin Kozowski, Ricky Naker, Zach DeFries, Trent Markovic, and Max Schwab. Wildcats have it first. More high-low action, but Naker threw it away. It's deflected off of Mount Olive out of bounds. So a little bit of an adjustment there from Drew Logan at the half, as Mount Olive did a nice job in that first half getting Naker into the high post and making plays. Here's Sam Painter, pulls up, left it short. Oh, gets his own rebound back, and he is stripped and fouled as he winds up on the deck. Wait, nope, he was not fouled. They called him for traveling. Painter got up with a shocked look on his face, kind of looked down at his right arm and kind of shook it around as he trots back on defense. Mount Olive basketball. Just a second turnover on Litchfield. Out front, Markovic. Dangerous pass. Painter pulls down Kozowski, and they're going to get him for the foul. I think that's number 3 on Sam Painter. That was a hustle foul in a lot of ways for Sam Painter. He jarred the ball loose and then wanted that steal so badly. Just tried to slyly pull down Kozowski. Problem was, it was in the open floor and he wasn't going to get away with that. So Painter will have to check out. As onto the floor, Jake Jurgena. High post to Naker, pulls up from the heart of the lane, too strong. Oh, offensive rebound, Max Schwab, follow won't go, and the rebound down to Jurgena. He will dribble it out, now slow it up. Pass in the front court to Brady Bishop. Monolith had a couple of good looks there, just couldn't get it to go. McGill bounced past to Washburn, off to Beckham. One dribble pull up from 12, off the heel too strong. Rebound tapped around away from Naker, picked up by Jurgena in the right corner. He will leave for McGill, off to Beckham. Bailey floats it up, no good. Good contest in there from Naker. And the rebound belongs to Monolith and Kozowski. 32-32, 6:35 for the third quarter. Here's Naker, high post, pulls up from 15, blocked by Washburn, pulled down by Jurgena. Litchfield in a hurry with Bishop. Brady down in the left block to Washburn, out to McGill. Seth, little ball fake, nowhere to go. Pulls it out now on the left wing. Across the floor to Billy Beckham. Left wing to Bishop, in the corner to McGill. Nice little head fake. Nice slip pass to Washburn off the window. It's good for Ethan Washburn. He has a Baker's dozen. Nice patient possession that time for Litchfield, and the assist to Seth McGill. Panthers lead 34-32. Might be the first time they've led since it was 2-0. Kozowski for the three, got it, and it was short-lived as Quentin buries his fifth triple of the night. He has 15. He wound up on his backside on that release. High post feed to Washburn. Monolith leading 35-34. Here's Beckham on the dribble handoff. Bishop, corner pocket three. Yes, pretty. Bishop answers right back. He has 5 points. Back and forth we go. 37-35 Litchfield. 5.5 minutes, third quarter. Kozowski, quick trigger. Too strong over the backboard. Out of bounds, and it will belong to Litchfield. That might have been a heat check there. Can't blame Kozowski one bit. Naker out, Adam Knowles in for Monolith. Good ball game here with 5:20 to play, third quarter. In the right corner it goes to Billy Beckham. Beckham, bounce pass to Jurgena, draws a double, dribbles underneath, down to Washburn, blocked by Kozowski, out of bounds. It'll stay with Litchfield. Oh, the 6-1 Kozowski elevated and rejected Washburn at the rim. Baseline trigger, Jurgena tries to get it in, deflected and kicked by Kozowski, so the Panthers will do it again. Both teams playing extremely hard here tonight. Jurgena on the baseline, looking, threw it away. Came across the floor to Washburn, just had too much steam on that pass. Third Litchfield turnover. Drew Logan said he likes the way his team competes this year. Last couple years, if stuff started to go south on them, they would kind of hang their heads and let it get away. This year, though, they are fighting and competing. Very strong start. Off to a 3-1 start as Schwab knocks it down off the foul line, and he claps his hands together. Max Schwab's first bucket, and we are tied at 37. Well documented what Litchfield has gone through here this school year. They need some positive things, and the basketball team provided it here early. Such a long season, though. McGill, nice crossover, finds Washburn. Oh, he missed it. Too strong off the window. Rebound down to Kozowski. Here comes Quinton into the front court. Got in trouble on the sideline. Got it away to Schwab between the circles. Here's Markozic. Trent will leave it for Knowles. That is a deep three and a little bit short. Rebound off the floor, picked up by Jurgena. Jake brings it across the timeline. 4:15 for the third quarter. Left wing to Billy Beckham. Beckham bouncing on the left wing. Now he'll work. Turns the corner. Handoff. Bishop for three. Missed it. And the rebound down to Kozowski. Nice block out of Washburn. And then he had to throw it off of Washburn. And he was falling out of bounds. And it goes off of Ethan. It'll belong to Monolith. Sam Painter on the bench right now for the Panthers with those three personal fouls. We are tied at 37, halfway through the third quarter. Well, it's cold in this Monolith gym tonight. The shooting's hot, but the temperature itself a bit on the chilly side. Kozowski out near the volleyball spike line, left wing. Leaves it for Knowles. Back to Kozowski. Across the floor to Markozic in the corner. Down in the block. Oh, nice pass to Vries. The Naker, he missed it. And the rebound down to Beckham. Here comes Billy, right wing, as Jurgena wound up on the floor away from the play. Here's Brady Bishop, goes behind the back, finds Washburn, heart of the lane. Ethan floats it up, too strong. And the rebound down to DeVries. Strong rebound for Zach DeVries. Quick outlet to Kozowski. Crosses over, wild shot off the window, no good. And the rebound down to Jurgena. Quinton might have forced that one. 3:05 third quarter. Beckham Right wing pulls up for three. No. Follows his shot. The rebound going to be taken away, though, by Naker. Quick outlet to Kozowski. He goes behind the back at the foul line. Now he'll dribble out left wing in the corner to Knowles. Adam Knowles, a 15-foot runner, short. Rebound to DeVries, and Cody Best wants a timeout. He was halfway out of the floor signaling for that timeout. 2:48 for the third quarter. Litchfield and Mount Olive tied at 37. You're listening to High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Mount Olive, still tied at 37. Mount Olive led by 7 after 1. Litchfield tied it up at the half. We're 5-5 here in the third quarter. Litchfield trying to weather the quarter without Sam Painter, who's on the bench with 3 fouls. Markicic hit on the release, and he's got free throws coming. He pulled up from just inside the 3-point line off the left wing. 2:42 for the third quarter. I think they got Billy Beckham on the personal. Markicic, 3 points, first trip to the foul line. The 5'11 freshman lines up the toss and knocks it down. Max Schwab will return for Mount Olive as Naker will get a breather. A 1-point lead for Mount Olive, 38-37, as Cody Best stalks that Wildcat sideline. Markicic's second free throw off the heel, too strong, and do we have a lane violation? We do. Beckham was top-heavy there, trying to keep himself out of the lane before that foul shot. Could not do it. Well, Markicic will get to do it again. Can he capitalize? Yes, rattles it home. 5 for Markicic, and that makes it 39-37, Mount Olive. 2.5 minutes, third quarter. Bishop, top of the key to Beckham. Billy, dribble drive left side, kicks to Bishop in the left corner. Off to John Corso. John works left side. He's cut off there. Keeps the dribble alive on the left wing. Dangerous backdoor pass. Knocked away and turned over. That was through a lot of traffic there and ill-advised. Just the 4th Litchfield turnover. 2:10, third quarter. Mount Olive with a 2-point lead and the basketball. Here's Kozowski. In the corner it goes to Markicic. Back to Kozowski. Top of the key now to Schwab. He will hand it off to Kozowski. Quinton spins back right, thought about the three, cut off nicely there by McGill. Feeds the post to Schwab. Strobeck's three is blocked, and it's going to be saved by Naker. Back tapped by Schwab, and it's Mount Olive ball. Oh, that's great hustle. They just wanted that basketball more. Quicker to the rock that time were the Mount Olive Wildcats. Extra possession. High post to Naker. He will turn, face, dumps it down to Schwab, and it's off of Max out of bounds. It'll belong to Litchfield. So Naker still getting the catches at the foul line in the heart of that zone, but then Litchfield doing a much better job of defending Max Schwab when they try to lob it down to him. 9th Mount Olive turnover there. Top of the key to Seth McGill. Hesitation bounce. Bounce pass nice to Washburn. It's good. 15 for Ethan Washburn, and so many of those points tonight off beautiful finds when the defense collapses on either McGill or Painter, or Beckham for that matter. Now a reach in on the Panthers. Minute 15 for the third quarter. I think they got Washburn on that one. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Mount Olive. We are tied at 39. Schwab looking, gets it in left corner to Kozowski. Right back to Schwab, and the ball comes over my direction, and it's going to belong to Litchfield. That time, Mount Olive might have tried to do a little bit too much there. A little too much sizzle on that pass. Schwab out, DeFries back in for the Cats. 72 seconds for the third quarter. Tied at 39. Sam Painter still sitting with those 3 personal fouls. Bishop way out on the left wing. Here's Washburn, 18-footer. He's feeling it too strong, and nice block out from DeVries, and he secures the rebound. Final minute, third quarter. Kozowski walks it across the timeline. Across the floor now to Markicic. High post to Schwab. Strobeck left corner for a 3. He got it, and on the rebound, we got a foul. I think the 3 is going to count for Strobeck. It will. 7 for Strobeck. The foul on Mount Olive on the rebound. So the foul to Zach DeFries. He was fighting for position on the rebound that never came. Good break for Mount Olive, though, if the bucket counted. Strobeck had released the shot before the foul occurred. So it's 42-39 Mount Olive. But the foul on DeFreeze. Now the officials over at the scorer's table. Short conversation. That's over now. 44.9 seconds, third quarter. Might have just been double-checking to make sure that bucket was counted. Now Mount Olive showing a little bit of full-court pressure. Corso will get it into McGill. Seth McGill into the front court as Mount Olive fell back once the ball was inbounded. Seth between the legs, a little hesitation, gets to the foul line. Nice bounce pass. Washburn missed it. Offensive rebound. Beckham blocked by Markovic. Billy gets it back. Lost it. Gets it back again. And he will dump it down to Washburn and the foul. 17 for Washburn. Pure hustle and effort that time from Billy Beckham to keep that play alive. 24.8 seconds for the third quarter. And Washburn to the free throw line, a chance to tie the game. Naker in to freeze out. But both teams tonight have been able to answer back. Free throw for Washburn is no good. That thing didn't even graze the iron. Goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Mount Olive. 24.8 seconds for the third quarter. Litchfield will fall back into their 2-3 zone piece. Kozlowski walks it into the front court. Stops right across the timeline. He wants to hold for the final shot. Litchfield would love to force the ball out of his hands. He brings it now back between the circles. 8 seconds. He leaves it for Markovic. Right back to Kozlowski. Checks the clock with 5. Out near midcourt. Behind the back. He's going to pull up. Tough shot. Let's it fly off the mark. No good. After 3 quarters, it is the Mount Olive Wildcats, 42. The Litchfield Purple Panthers, 41. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Sam Painter back on the floor with those 3 fouls. Mount Olive won the third quarter 10-9 as McGill fires a 3-ball and puts Litchfield in front. Seth McGill with 6, and it's 44-42 Panthers. This has been a fun ball game here tonight. Both teams have shot the ball well from 3 and really competing on the glass. Here's Markovic in the right corner. High post to Schwab. He will turn, face. Oh, my gosh. That thing spun around and rattled out. Rebound down to Painter. Oh, the bounce pass slipped out of his hands. It's picked off by Kozlowski. Now he has his pocket picked going the other way, and Bishop comes up with it. Brady off to Washburn. Now Litchfield will slow it up and set the offense. Now is a sequence there. 2 open floor turnovers. Painter just had the pass just slip right out of his hands, trying to make that long bounce pass. McGill, nice bounce pass to Washburn, rejected by Schwab. It's out of bounds, belonging to Litchfield. And then as Kozlowski went the other way, just great hustle. It was a one-on-two situation, and Bishop was able to knock it loose from behind and eventually pick up the ball. Knowles out, Naker back in for Mount Olive. 44-42 Litchfield. Bishop on the left wing finds Painter, who set most of that third quarter after picking up his third foul. Sam drives baseline, layup is good. Nice move, Sam Painter. He has 10. Boy, he gets off the floor. 46-42, biggest lead of the night for Litchfield. On the right wing with Kozlowski. Off to Markovic, into the hands of Schwab. Max Schwab on the left wing, back to Markovic. 6.5 minutes for the ball game. High post to Naker, draws a crowd, kicks to Kozlowski, open for 3, off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Bishop. He races the other way, poked away by Markovic. It's going to be off of Mount Olive and stay with Litchfield. A nice job, though, by Trent Markovic to stop that fast break opportunity. Zach DeFreeze to the table. He'll check in for Mount Olive. Did he get there in time? Yes. Naker will check out. Baseline out of bounds for Litchfield. They put Washburn in the heart of the lane. The other 3 Panthers along the 3-point arc. Here's Painter, top of the key. Leaves for McGill, right wing, right back to Sam now. Checked by Kozlowski. Blows by him. Stripped on the way up, and he'll have free throws. Good strong take from Sam Painter. And with 6:14 to play in the ball game, Painter should have 2 free throws. Or do they call that on the floor? Well, they called it on the floor. Baseline out of bounds for Litchfield. Seth McGill Looking. Gets it into Bishop. Ball fakes the three, gets into the lane, kicks to Painter. Sam pulls up from 17, left it short, and the rebound down to DeFries for Mount Olive. Boy, Zach, he rebounds that basketball angry. Strobeck, nice ball fake, got his defender in the air. The runner from 10 feet too strong, and the rebound down to Sam Painter. Inside of 6 minutes for the game. Painter on the attack, leaves it off for Washburn, lays it up and in. 19 for Ethan Washburn, and Cody Best wants a timeout. 5:47 for the ball game. Litchfield leading Mount Olive 48-42. We'll come back to Mount Olive High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Mount Olive timeout, they have the basketball down six, their biggest deficit of the night. Lost their first three games by an average of almost 19 points, then lost to Ramsey in the seventh-place game at Mulberry Grove by two. So the last two ball games they've competed. Schwab off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Sam Painter. Painter brings it into the front court. On the right wing, hands to Bishop. Man-to-man defense for Mount Olive. McGill on the left wing. Probing, looking, behind the back. Nice bounce pass to Washburn. Good recovery by Mount Olive to cut it off. Ethan has to kick it out. Painter on the right wing. One dribble, pull up. That is short. And the rebound down to Kozlowski, and a silly foul from Painter as he reaches in. That is not the type of foul you're looking for from your senior leader, Sam Painter, right there. Got to be smarter than that. That's his fourth. 85 feet from the basket. That was a frustration foul after he missed the jump shot. Now if you're Mount Olive, attack Sam Painter, see if you can get him fouled out of the ball game. Here's Schwab on the baseline to DeFries, back to Schwab. Between the circles to Kozlowski. Back to Max Schwab. High post to Naker, pulls up from 12, left it a little short. And the rebound, though, picked up by DeFries. That's a shot Mount Olive was making consistently in the first half. Second half, not so much. Schwab has it stripped by McGill. Then he pushes McGill to the ground. And it'll be Mount Olive on the foul, Litchfield basketball. Max Schwab's just a big fellow, so when the ball got stripped, he turned around to run the other way, and Seth McGill was just in his path. Schwab listed at 6'4", and he's a wide body. McGill listed at 5'6". 4.5 minutes, sideline trigger. McGill gets it into Washburn, right back to Seth. McGill to the foul line, kicks off to John Corso. Corso now directing some traffic. He'll bring it back left side, and a foul on Schwab. He was sliding his feet but stuck that right knee out to impede Corso's progress. 4:21 for the ball game. Litchfield leading by six. Another sideline trigger. Corso gets it in to Ethan Washburn. Got a big tattoo on his left shoulder. And we have a whistle and foul on Mount Olive again. It'll be a sideline trigger again for Litchfield. Adam Knoll is going to check in for Mount Olive. Kozlowski will get a quick breather here. That'll be short-lived. And it goes to Washburn. Off to McGill out on the left wing. Seth gets a ball screen from Bishop. Now leaves for Billy Beckham. Billy probing. Now hands off to Bishop. Brady lost the handle. Gets off to McGill for a three. Halfway down and kicked out. That would have been a huge shot to put him up nine. Instead, the rebound down to Naker, and Mount Olive can cut it in. 3:45 ball game. Trent Markovic, top of the key to Ricky Naker. On the right wing to Knowles. Here's Naker for three, left it short, and the rebound down to Billy Beckham. Naker's been short a lot here in the second half. He might be a little bit tired. Kozlowski at the table. He'll check in at the next whistle. 3:25 for the ball game. Beckham holding on the left wing. Blows by Naker. Now he's cut off. Leaves it for McGill. Seth all the way to the rim. Left hand layup rattled out. No good. Offensive rebound Washburn. Beckham 4-3. Missed it. And the rebound bounced around. Eventually picked up by DeFries. He really swings those elbows on those rebounds. Get out of his way. 3 minutes for the ball game. 48-42 Litchfield. And Cody Best wants a timeout. He wants Quentin Kozlowski back on the floor. 2:59 for the contest. Litchfield 48, Mount Olive 42. We'll come back to Mount Olive High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize here at Mount Olive High School. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com. Mount Olive led by 7 after 1. Litchfield battled back to tie it at the half. Wildcats took a 1-point lead here into the money quarter, but Litchfield has a 6-point lead right now with 2:59 to play. Mount Olive has the basketball and Quinton Kozowski back on the floor. Ball in his hands right now on the right wing. He will leave it for Schwab on the baseline. Goes up, can't get it to go. Contact, but he powered through it. No whistle. Rebound down to Litchfield, and Brady Bishop will take his time crossing midcourt. Top of the key now to Sam Painter. Out near that volleyball spike line, 2.5 minutes for the ball game. Schwab on him. That's a tough matchup for Max Schwab. Painter crosses him over, blows by. Layup is good for Washburn and the foul. 21 for Ethan Washburn as Sam Painter blew by his defender, drew the defense, and a bounce pass right on the money to Ethan Washburn. 21 points for Washburn, and it's all because of unselfish play from his teammates. He is finishing at the rim. Free throw is good, and he completes the old-fashioned three. 22 for Ethan Washburn. Biggest lead of the night for Litchfield, 51-42. This is a must possession, and it's turned over. Knowles threw it away. Bishop picks it off. Layup missed it. It was contested late, and it's out of bounds. It'll belong to Mount Olive, and the Cats dodged one right there. 2:10 for the game. Tristan Strobeck going to check in. He'll replace Knowles. So Knowles made the bad pass, and now he checks out. Mount Olive lucky that wasn't turned into points. They need a bucket. Markusich pulls up for a deep three, nothing but air, and it's going to belong to Litchfield. And the young freshman that time, as soon as he let it go, he knew the result. He was shaking his head as that ball was mid-flight. Inside of two for the ball game. Painter handling out near midcourt. Smooth operator. Tried to cross over Schwab. Pulls it back. Now he gets by him. Doing behind his back. That had the Litchfield fans on their feet doing a nine. Back into the hands of Painter. 95 seconds for the game as Sam checks the clock. Crosses over on Schwab and Max bodies him up and commits the foul. That's a tough matchup for Max Schwab out on the open floor. Painter will be at the free throw line. Painter 10 points tonight. Free throw. Wow, he airballed it. That's shocking. It'll be over to Mount Olive. Sam has done a good job of creating opportunities for his teammates here tonight, mainly Ethan Washburn, who has 22. The Litchfield's air ball, 2 free throws. Washburn 1, Painter right there. Strobeck might have stepped out of bounds right in front of you, but nobody could see it. Now Markusic for 3, left it short, and the rebound down to Washburn for Litchfield. Off to McGill. 75 seconds for the game. Manal's going to have to extend the defense now. Pressure, go for the steal, then foul. McGill out front. Will leave for Billy Beckham on the right wing. Beckham drives right baseline. Bounce pass. Washburn hammered by Schwab. And then Schwab a little extra after. He's going to get a talking to from the official as Washburn still down on his back. He'll come to his feet now with some help from his teammates. Pure frustration right there from Max Schwab. He's been put on an island a couple different times here in the fourth quarter against Sam Painter. And then right there, he got his money's worth on that foul. 1 minute to play in the ballgame. Free throw for Washburn is no good. I won't say it was a dirty play by Schwab. I'll say he got his money's worth, and he did. That was old school, playground style. He made sure Washburn did not finish that play at the rim, which you have to do. And Washburn misses both free throws. So the foul by Schwab, a good one. Here's Kozowski. Crosses over, pulls up for 3, can't get it to go. Rebound down to Beckham. And Billy loses his footing but gets it off to Bishop just in time. 45 seconds for the game. A 9-point lead for Litchfield. They've outscored Mount Olive by 10 here in the quarter. And actually, Manolov has not scored in the quarter. Painter on the blow by and draws the foul. Yeah, Manolov led 42-41 after three. They have not scored here in the money quarter. It's 51-42. And Painter going to be back to the free throw line. Sam's free throw is pure. Well, his last two free throws, he hasn't hit the rim. The first one was an air ball. That one was a pure swish. That one, a pure swish. 53-42. Manolov was in position, but when you literally don't score a point in the fourth quarter, hard to win. Kozlowski attacks the rim and draws the foul with 28.6 seconds for the ball game. Cats came out hot, hit four threes in the first quarter, led by seven. Then Litchfield stormed back with four threes of their own in the second quarter to tie the game at the half, as Kozlowski's free throw is short. Manolov won the third quarter 10-9, but has been shut out here in the fourth quarter. Blake Schell, a 5'9 freshman, checked in along with Ashton Davis, a 5'6 freshman. They are in to foul and stop the clock. Kozlowski's second free throw off the mark, no good, missed the pair, and the foul given on Sam Painter by Blake Schell. Manolov still shut out in the fourth quarter. Ricky Naker to the table. Also Caleb Butts, the 6'2 sophomore, will check in. Painter back to the free throw line. He has a dozen points tonight. Free throw is short. Finally hit the rim on a foul shot. Davis and Schell out. Butts and Naker on the floor. 53-42 Panthers. 26.3 seconds for the ball game. And that free throw is short from Painter. Offensive rebound, though, to Billy Beckham. Clock running 20 seconds. Manolov has to foul. And they will give it on Seth McGill. Strobeck commits the foul with 17.6 seconds to play in the game. Nothing went right here in the fourth quarter for Mount Olive. Rebounded pretty well all night long. They've had some lapses here in the fourth quarter. McGill's free throw. Good. Seth with 7 points. Second toss, good. Eight for McGill. Makes it 55-42. Can Manolov at least get the goose egg off the board here in the money quarter? Kozlowski, top of the key to Markazich. Here's Butts for three. Off the heel, too strong. And Litchfield's going to pitch a shutout in the fourth quarter, and they're going to beat the Mount Olive Wildcats 55-42. They allow no points in the money quarter, and they win it here tonight 55-42 over the Mount Olive Wildcats. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Litchfield wins the fourth quarter 14-0 here tonight. They enter the money quarter trailing 42-41. They come out of it victorious 55-42. Litchfield winds up with six threes on the night, 7 of 13 from the foul line. For Mount Olive, 8 3 balls in the game, 2 of 8 from the free throw line. But again, Mount Olive did not score a point in the fourth quarter. A game the Wildcats led 18-11 after one. Litchfield outscored them 21-14 in the second quarter as we were tied at 32 at the half. Mount Olive won the third quarter 10-9, but then Litchfield 14-0 in the fourth quarter. Ethan Washburn had a huge ball game, 22 points for Washburn, as Litchfield just did a fantastic job of penetrating into that lane. And when the defense was collapsing on Painter, on Beckham, on McGill, beautiful passes to Ethan Washburn, who finished at the rim consistently tonight. He's the leading scorer in the ballgame with those 22 points. Sam Painter had a dozen, 8 points for Seth McGill, 5 points apiece for Brady Bishop and Billy Beckham. Quarters of 11, 21, 9, and 14 for Litchfield's winning total of 55. With the win, the Panthers improved to 4-1 on the young season. Tough loss for Mount Olive. They are now 0-5 to start the campaign. They were led tonight by Quentin Kozlowski, 15 points, 5 3 balls, 3 of them in the opening quarter. 11 points for Ricky Naker, all coming in the first half. 7 for Tristan Strobeck. 5 points for Trent Markazic. 2 points for Zach DeFries. 2 points for Max Schwab. Story of this game winds up being, though, the fourth quarter. Mount Olive cannot score in the fourth quarter after they entered leading by a point. Litchfield wins the fourth quarter, 14-0. Up next for the Purple Panthers, a date at home with Carrollton a week from tonight. For Mount Olive, they're right back at it on Friday as they will travel to Lincolnwood to take on the Lancers. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports here on WSMI FM 106. And the Fighting Illini, tough loss tonight in the ACC Big Ten Challenge as they fall to Notre Dame 76-74. You can turn over for postgame coverage on 105.3 The Ox, and the Illini will be in the Big Ten play on Sunday at Nebraska. We'll have that Sunday afternoon live at 3 here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, WAOX 105.3 The Ox. We want to thank all the wonderful people here at Mount Olive High School for their hospitality. Principal John Bomberger got us set up here tonight. We thank all the folks at Mount Olive here this evening. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to producer Tom Williams tonight. The final one more time from Mount Olive. Litchfield shuts the Wildcats out in the fourth quarter, and the Panthers win it 55-42. I am Tim Mize, and we say good night from Mount Olive.